This is Fresh Air. The Virginia-born, Philadelphia-based singer-songwriter Carcy Blanton has written and recorded a number of new songs she's variously described as protest songs and anti-fascist anthems. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the songs on her new album, called Love and Rage, may be protest music, but it doesn't sound the way we usually think protest music sounds, which makes it all the more interesting.
Jesus Christ was a handsome man. He had nothing to hide. He said, give bread to the hungry. Bring the homeless inside. Jesus Christ was a dangerous man. That's the way that he died.
Carcy Blanton has been spending her pandemic time making music within the pod of her band, two other guys plus a mostly by remote producer. She's been going to social justice demonstrations, then back home to make more music. She's been thinking about why people aren't more kind to each other and making still more music. Be good is the most pervasive notion on her new album, Love and Rage, and it's the title of the song that began this review. The album's black and white artwork features pictures taken by photographer Isaac Scott at Philadelphia Black Lives Matter protests, and one of Blanton's best new songs is the protest-inspired Down in the Streets, which does not sound like what we usually think protest music sounds like.
Mama, it's a disaster, going faster and faster.
As music, Down in the Streets owes as much to Leslie Gore's 1963 hit Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows as it does Public Enemy's Fight the Power. And I don't mean that as a slight. Down in the Streets is one beautiful, militant anthem. Blanton said in a recent interview that she wrote it in the summer of protests in 2020, and she makes this observation. In trying to get political messages into songs, I try to make the hook the thing that drives everything else, so it has to have the right energy, or nobody cares to listen to the message. In other words, she wants her protest to contain equal parts of her album title, Love and Rage.
You come in at the top of my list, even though you look a little punk rock. You talk real loud, but you're totally witless. Think we had enough of you and you talk so you lied. Make a dream that you thought it would be. So you cry and you scream like a cat in a tree now. You want a medal just for being a white boy. That ain't the way we do it no more. That ain't the way we do it no more. That ain't the way we do it no more. You got away with that before. That ain't the way we're gonna do it.
When I first heard that song, it reminded me of early British punk rock, the poppy kind, by Nick Lowe, Reckless Eric, and Rachel Sweet. Then I looked at the credits and saw that the guest drummer on the track is Pete Thomas from Elvis Costello's band The Attractions, and I knew my ears were in the right place. Carcy Blanton is one of those hard-headed, open-hearted protesters who can make revolution sound desirable to your body, even if your mind wants to resist it.
Here's a story.
put on that party dress.
Love and Rage is Blanton's seventh album, and its production offers the best showcase yet for her voice, a wonderfully pliable instrument. Her phrasing can make you smile during even the most serious lyric. The album is not all current events rabble-rousing. It makes time for the calm beauty of a lovely soul ballad such as Ain't No Sin.
When my mama said that I ought to be committed, and my daddy said go to church, and the preacher said that I ought to be repentant till the day they lay me down in the dirt. But when I go, when I get to heaven, where I know that I'm gonna get them, 'cause I'm just the way that the good Lord made me. And it might be crazy, but it ain't no sin. No, it ain't no sin.
Blanton's previous album, 2 years ago, was called Buck Up, and it's a title that could also apply here. She's all for acknowledging our current problems, the various daunting fixes we're in, but she's also for shaking off despair, finding solutions, and doing the hard work of finding hope.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Love and Rage, Carcy Blanton's new album coming out this week. On tomorrow's show, Stephen Colbert talks about how the Trump administration, the pandemic, and now the Biden administration have changed his comedy, his show, and his life. His previous appearance on our show was just before Trump was elected. We'll pick it up from there.